comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. I am your host, Greg Mahochko. It has been almost 2 months. Not quite. I think end of September, last 10 days of September, something like that, was when we had our last little get-together to talk about some nerdy goodness and pop culture and TVs and movies and comic books, all that good stuff. So I apologize for being gone. End of September and into October kind of sucked. If you don't know, we lost a member of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. You can go check that out in the Five Heart Podcast archives. Just go back and I swear, as much as this is, you know, that is a Nebraska Cornhusker podcast, the episode titled The Broken Heart Podcast is not so much about football, more about our good friend who passed away very suddenly and unexpectedly. So if you want to you know, have a few smiles and maybe shed a few tears, I encourage you to go listen to that. Otherwise, if you want to if you want me to cheer you up a little bit after the somber start, here we are. We made it through another Halloween. Took our son trick-or-treating, took him to a little, it's kind of like a trunk-or-treat, but it's more downtown in the city we live in, and it's businesses kind of set up tents and tables and, you know those little canopy, you know, yard tents, things like that, and you can go and, you know, go up to their table and get some candy and, you know, see some other, I don't know, Halloween freaks, whatever. So that was the Friday before Halloween, and then Halloween night, of course, my wife took him up and down our street a little bit. It was a little chilly, so, you know, they didn't make a long night of it. In fact, similar to the event downtown, we kind of did the, we knew it was time to pull him, you know, get him inside when the nose started running. So when the nose was running, that was our cue to end the festivities. And I ended, you know, I was staying, we got the two dogs, and they go nuts anytime somebody's at the door. So I stood outside in the cold and handed out candy. Until, you know, I ordered pizza for dinner, which is, you know, fine. It was Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. I believe they owe me now 35 cents. I will take that off my next order. But we ordered pizza, and I was cold, and the pizza arrived. And I said, you know what, that's it. Next trick-or-treater that comes in by is going to get a bowl full of candy. And this sweet little girl and her parents walked up, and I don't know what she was dressed as. I do remember what she was dressed as, because I thought at first that it was like the American flag in the clouds, because it was red and white stripes and a bunch of big white puffy things. And I said, "Oh, what are you?" And she said, "I'm a bag of popcorn." I'm like, psh, sold, you know. So the sweet little girl got a bag of candy, or a bowl full of candy. I just poured the whole thing. I said, "Well, I'm hungry and I'm cold, so you get my candy, and I'm going inside and having dinner." And her parents laughed, and she smiled, and it was very appreciative. When kids are all excited about something, they don't really know how to be subtle. There was no inside voices because it was outside. And as she and her, you know, parents are walking away, I hear her go, "Wow, that's awesome!" So, you know, that made, you know, that certainly, you know, appreciated. Hearing, they appreciate their enthusiasm and appreciation. I appreciate their appreciation. If you can't tell, this is a truck episode, but it's a different kind of truck episode because I'm somewhat organized. I have notes and topics that I wanted to discuss, and I tried actually recording this podcast a couple nights ago on Wednesday night. I was having some issues with the laptop. I didn't want to record. Like, no sound was making its way from the from the headphones, my headset, to the mixer, which is not good. because as I record this at about 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, I'm supposed to record with my buddy Hoss for the Five Heart Podcast later tonight, and so we'll just see if that works or not, I guess. I don't know. Here we are. I've got some topics, and so I want to start out talking about Stranger Things because it's very popular right now. Stranger Things 2 or Stranger Things Season 2 just hit Netflix, I believe, a couple of weeks ago. And I know people who've already binged, the entire season. Kevin Hunsberger over my 123 Cents, the podcast. I know he's been talking about it and he enjoyed, the entire, I think he spent the weekend watching it when it came out. I don't know if it's lack of time or what, but I don't do a whole lot of binging of hour-long shows, mostly because they're typically dramas. There aren't very many hour-long comedies out there. And for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just... I don't know what it is. I just, after about two, maybe three episodes of whatever the drama might be, and we've done, several in my house. Criminal Minds was one that we would watch. Even like the Marvel Netflix stuff, or the Netflix Marvel stuff, I guess, probably be the appropriate way to say that. Even when you're talking about Daredevil and Jessica Jones, usually about three is where I've got to cap it, just because, it's almost 3 hours, and while it's, some good storytelling and adventurous, the Criminal Minds is more, of course, a serial and the police drama, things like that. And while there are good stories even there, I just feel like it takes a toll on me, and I just need to, I view myself as a pretty upbeat and positive person, and so I just need to laugh, after a while, for all that. So I can sit there and watch 3 hours of like Parks and Recreation, or certainly The Office, How I Met Your Mother. I used to watch Big Bang Theory quite a bit, and I kind of scaled back. I think mostly because we just don't watch regular TV anymore. We have it. There'll be a day when I'm going to say, that's it, I'm not going to pay for this anymore. Enough is enough, and it's time for a change. I've got a few things to dangle from my from my rearview mirror. So if you hear any jingling in the background, even though we're in November, I'm not one of those people that are already going to be having the sleigh bells out. It's just a couple of things from dangling off of my rearview mirror. Anyway, off topic. I don't binge hour-long series. My wife will. I think she just puts it on as noise and goes about doing other things. But when I sit down to watch something, I want to typically watch it. But anyway, so the reason I brought all this up, Stranger Things particularly, is because ever since our son was born, I feel like I'm very late to the party, and I'm not blaming him. that's obviously a very conscious decision on our part, and I'm not even complaining. But it was more of an observation. I've seen one episode of Stranger Things, and I watched it a couple nights ago, just so I could say I started. And I asked my wife, over the weekend, I said, what do you think? Do you think you'd be interested in watching Stranger Things? Because if I know she's interested in, I'll try to hold off and watch it, with her. Because as I would hope that she would do, with me. She's like, I don't even know anything about it. I said, okay, well, all right. So I did watch the first episode without her, but I plan on watching it again with her, see if garners any interest from her, because she likes some of that, thriller, spooky stuff, from time to time. So I'll see if she has any interest in it. If she likes it, then we'll watch it together, and if she doesn't like it, she works nights, and that I can, knock out a season in 2 weeks, or thereabouts. So anyway, I'm late to the Stranger Things party. If you've been hoping for Stranger Things, updates from me, I apologize. I haven't any to share with you. By that same token, I was also very late to the Iron Fist party. And I know Iron Fist was much maligned from the casting and going forward. So I work for a water company now, and so I can drink water. I could always drink water, but I typically drink it for free. But, you know, as far as Iron Fist goes, I was excited for it. But, like, you know, a lot of commentators online, one of the podcasts that I listen to quite often, Fat Man on Batman with Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin, or, you know, when Kevin talks about it with Ralph Garman on Hollywood Babylon. And NSFW, for those, you know, they do have some adult language, but I enjoy. I get chuckles out of them. But yeah, getting through Iron Fist definitely seemed like a chore. Like, I know both seasons of Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones, you know, we'd sit there and watch it, and, you know, we would watch, again, two or three episodes, and we could knock them out in a week or so. I've never been one of those, as I said, to just, all right, it new series on Netflix is dropping on Friday, and we're going to have it wrapped up by Sunday night. That's not me. Just getting through Iron Fist, it took me, I started it late to begin with, and then it probably took me 3 months to finish watching it. And so because of that, I've not seen any of the Defenders, which makes me a bad nerd. And again, it's one of those, I think my wife might be interested in it, so I say that I'm not using her as a scapegoat. Her schedule sucks, and we both know that, but it is what it is, and, you know, we deal with it. But, you know, we watch Walking Dead. I made sure that, you know, now that The Walking Dead is two episodes into this season, we're, you know, we watched them together, even though she worked this past Sunday night. You know, I saved it, and we watched it Monday night, so there you go. We watch Game of Thrones together. So we get those shows in that I know she enjoys, and so we watch those. Speaking of, like, new seasons starting up, I didn't even realize, again, because most of the time if I'm watching, you know, regular television, if you will, it's, you know, sports, or it is like cable. So I didn't even know that The Flash and Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow were all back. Like, I didn't know those new seasons started, but they did, apparently. And so we watched, I think, the first episode of The Flash. I'm so far, I'm enjoying The Flash still, but I really feel, burnt out on Arrow. I've not even finished the last season yet, and obviously the new season has started. I want to finish the last season, and I really want to get into this season just because we're beyond the 5 years now that, you know, Oliver's been back for 5 years, more than 5 years now, and, you know, he was gone for 5 years, and they always had the flashbacks, the time on the island, you know, all of his other little side trips and things like that he did. But what I don't want to see anymore is any more flashbacks, because by now we should have, and again, having not seen the end of the last season, maybe he's caught up to, you know, the time where Oliver, as we knew it, arrived back home in Star City. So I don't want to see any more flashbacks. I don't really know what I want to see from Arrow anymore. I've actually enjoyed Legends of Tomorrow more than Arrow. I don't know. It seems like it's, you know, deep cuts, deep dives into the DC universe. Like, for crying out loud, on Flash, they had King Shark and, you know, Gorilla Grodd, and, you know, it's not just, I don't know. It seems like we get more out of those shows, whereas Arrow, and I know this is going to sound like a ripped straight from the interwebs, but Arrow does seem to borrow quite a bit from the Batman universe. You know, Ra's al Ghul, you know, some of his mannerisms. I don't know. I've appreciated some of the things that they've done recently, like Curtis and, you know, being Mr. Terrific. That is cool, but I just don't know if they're opening up, you know, the DC has a massive volume of characters in their, you know, arsenal, no pun intended, because Arsenal, of course, is another Green Arrow ward, if you will. But they have plenty of, you know, toys in the toy box to play with, and it seems like some, you know, even Arrow, you know, Oliver Queen, who is vastly different in the comics from Bruce Wayne, is very much that Bruce Wayne Batman archetype. So I would appreciate something a little bit different. I don't know. As far as, you know, speaking of Bruce Wayne Batman, Gotham is still here, I guess. I don't know. I that's one of those that I definitely gave up on probably midway through the second season. Kind of like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I haven't, you know, and that one, again, also is available on, you know, Netflix or Hulu or whatever. So I could get caught up if I just took the time. I just don't know if I have the energy to dive back into it again. I'd like to know what's going on in Gotham as Bruce Wayne gets older. And I understand that he's going to take on more of a vigilante role, you know, as a 15-year-old. I don't know how that... It seems like they had a great idea, but, you know, with doing this more GCPD type of approach to the show, and maybe that fans didn't appreciate that, or they wanted, you know, more Bruce Wayne, and so now we're getting more Bruce Wayne, and it feels rushed to me. I got on board with Gotham right away because it's like, oh, okay, well, we get a young James Gordon, you know, before he's police commissioner. But then, you know, they get the pay. I don't know. They rushed all of, and I understand if you just do like the James Gordon story without any of the Batman, traditional Batman rogue gallery, then you have a, you know, police procedural. I don't know. It just feels like a lot of the characters are, you know, they're Batman villains, but they're in, you know, they're showing up 20 years too early. Something like that. That's a nitpick. I don't know. There is one show that is out there. I caught a little preview for it, or a little trailer, or a little TV spot commercial for it, and it piqued my interest. And again, because of Hulu, I'm able to watch it online on my time and commercial free. But The Orville on Fox, or I think it's just called Orville on Fox, is Seth MacFarlane's kind of space odyssey, Star Trek knockoff parody. I have trouble calling it a parody in the sense that, you know, when I think of parodies, I always think of Weird Al, and it doesn't take it quite to that silly level. But Orville is, I've heard it called, and again, this is going back to, you know, Fat Man on Batman, it's called Star Trek, but 10% funnier. Now, that's obviously, you know, a bit of a jab. I enjoy Orville. I tended in more recent years to get away from the Seth MacFarlane humor, although I do appreciate and enjoy A Million Ways to Die in the West. But they have some really interesting social commentaries on this futuristic space show. The most recent episode, which was from just before Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was before Thanksgiving. That we're not to yet. But it was before Halloween, so a week ago, depending on, you know, when you're hearing this. And I believe the name of the episode was Majority Rules. And it was maybe fifth or sixth episode into the series. But the... Yeah, a few crew members of the Orville go down to, you know, an inhabited planet, a planet with people on it that is described as being, have evolved to the 21st century Earth, you know, society. So essentially it's like us, and this is where I thought it was, you know, they were able to explain it, you know, and call it a social commentary on us. They don't really have a legal system, these inhabitants of this world. Everything, you know, you can live or die by how popular you are. There's a little badge on your chest with a down arrow that's red and an up arrow that's green, and it's kind of like getting likes on Facebook. You do something nice, somebody appreciates you, they push your little green button. If you do something, as one of the characters from the, you know, one of the crew members of the Orville does, is, quote, dancing lewdly, you know, with a statue of one of the beloved pioneers women, something like that. Again, he didn't know. He's not a local. But, you know, that gets shared because everybody's got their little mobile devices and they share it all around and video goes viral. And he's getting all of these hundreds of thousands of downvotes. And at one point, you know, they're like, okay, well, he's arrested. And he lives or dies basically on the will of the people. No court system, as I mentioned, and there's no way to, you know, all he's got to do is apologize and try to, you know, make people happy. And if you got to 10 million downvotes, I think is what it was, then they would, you know, essentially give you a lobotomy. I'm not going to spoil the episode, but it's very interesting. At least I thought it was a very interesting social critique on where we are, because everybody's, you know, now, probably myself included to some extent, not so much what you say or what you post online may not be your true feelings, but if you can get the most likes out of it, you know, then that's the story you're going to stick with. So I'm enjoying the Orville. And I encourage you to check out the Orville, or Orville, as well. Okay, I'm back. Just a few more minutes, a few final thoughts for this week's episode of Nerds United. And I ran out of time, ran out of road before. That's why you didn't get this part before. But in a quiet part of the house now, and again, just about, you know, 5 minutes or so left. If you've made it this far, well done. I commend you. But anyway, as we look to wrap up this episode, I was thinking about some secondary characters, and I'm talking primarily Marvel and DC, or DC and Marvel, you know, the distinguished competition, if you will. But I was thinking about some secondary and even tertiary characters who I would like to see, you know, someday, you know, on the big screen. And I think Marvel's done a terrific job taking relative no-names, if you think about it, like Guardians of the Galaxy, and bringing them to the forefront. Nobody knew who the Guardians of the Galaxy were, and all of a sudden, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy are the hottest super group out there, super team out there. Probably, dare I say, will have better box office numbers than the Justice League, which hits theaters in just under 2 weeks now. So I was thinking about this. I would really love to see, although it's almost been done in a different medium. If you go back to the 80s, most of you probably already know this. There was a show called Quantum Leap, where the main character, everything escapes me now. I can see his face. I can't think of his name. The actor's name. But anyway, if you know Quantum Leap, you know who I'm talking about. He jumped, you know, always trying to leap home with this futuristic technology, but he always ended up leaping into somebody else's life, and, you know, he had to pretend to be them, you know, for a little bit and get them out of the jam that they were in, always trying to leap home. And I believe the series ended, spoiler alert, 30 years ago, that his final jump, final leap, he didn't even make it home. So they might be able to pick that up somewhere down the road. But along those lines, DC has a character, which I'm sure you know, especially if you've read any of the Justice League Dark, or I'm trying to think of what else, Justice League Kingdom Come, I believe, maybe. I think he had a sizable role in that. But also, he was in the animated Justice League Dark, and that's Boston Brand, a.k.a. Deadman. In life, he was an acrobat and was killed in a circus tragedy, something like that, and has the ability to kind of possess, you know, other creatures, other humans, you know, and communicate. That's how he communicates with, you know, the living. That's how he communicates among the Justice League. You know, and Batman, I think, is always one of the first to be able to spot Boston Brand or Dead Man's shenanigans, because he's a bit of a wise ass. But I would like to see a Dead Man movie. I don't know if it'll ever happen. I don't know if DC's ready to go that deep into the well. I'd also really, really like a Blue Beetle movie. You talk about buddy cop movies and, you know, the Green Lantern Corps that's going to be coming out in a couple of years. But like Blue Beetle and Booster Gold would, I think, be a great movie. But Blue Beetle by itself, either Ted Kord or Jaime, I believe it's Reyes, I think. That also might just be a St. Louis Cardinals pitcher, former St. Louis. No, that's Jaime Garcia. Right. So I think it's Jaime Reyes. I'd be all right with either of those two, you know, donning the Blue Beetle. One, you know, Kord is more, if I remember correctly, more like Iron Man style, where it was technology that he created, whereas with Jaime, it was more of an alien, not possession, but more of a symbiotic type of relationship. So I'd like to see Blue Beetle on the big screen. I'd really like, because I like that kind of medieval style, I'd really love a Jason Blood Etrigan movie. You know, the demon Etrigan who only speaks in rhymes, or that would be fun for me. I don't know if we'll see it because WB just did the Guy Ritchie version of King Arthur, and that did not go very well. I haven't seen it. I will, but you know, reviews and box office receipts indicated that was not well received, which is a shame. Because Guy Ritchie, I think, is a great director, and Charlie Hunnam, Jax from Sons of Anarchy, he's a good actor. And by the way, plug a show that doesn't know anything about us, Chris Hardwick's Nerdist podcast. If you go back a little bit in their archives and you find the interview with Charlie Hunnam, phenomenal, phenomenal stories that are told there. I'm not going to spoil them. It's not my place. But go give that a listen. And so those are just a couple from the DC side. Marvel, as we've said, kind of already has gone, you know, deep cuts, you know, into their world. I'm trying to think if there's one specific Marvel character that I'm like, man, I really got to see a movie of that. And see, we're going to get Venom. We've had enough Spider-Man. I don't say enough. We've had plenty of Spider-Man, and we'll certainly have more. Man, I don't know. That's a tough one. That is a really tough... I don't know. I'm going to throw it to you in the comments. What secondary or tertiary, what deep cuts Marvel character would you like to see you know, debut on the big screen? Can't be anybody we've seen before. But who would you like to see? And then, did I miss any on the Marvel side? I mean, I know I missed on the DC side. I know I missed. But who would you like to see on the DC side? What small name characters would you like to see that you're like, oh, well, you know, we don't have to strap the rocket to, you know, it doesn't have to be another Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, or Flash, or anything like that. But you know, who could we throw out there that would, you know, we could do maybe even on a smaller budget, on a smaller scale, which I think would kind of eliminate, you know, Booster Gold, Blue Beetle, because I think with all the, but I think you could do a Dead Man on a smaller budget. I really think you could. Maybe give him, you know, instead of $200 million, give him like $40 million, you know? For whatever reason, I'm really... I don't know. There's something about that. There might be something to that. I'm not the person to write that. But I like that idea. A very low-budget Dead Man film. I say low budget. Small budget. Indie budget. Dead Man film. Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, so let me know in the comments what, you know, non-marquee title, you know, characters you'd like to see in a Marvel or DC movie, and we'll get out of here, and thank you for listening. Make sure that you listen to all the other great shows here on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. There's the Five Heart Podcast, which we mentioned before, My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast which we mentioned previously, and Positive Cynicism with Chad Smart. He does quite a bit of pop culture stuff as well. Had a real nice conversation about Halloween last week. So make sure that you check that out. And thank you for listening. Share it. Write reviews on iTunes. Let me know what you think. I don't know if we have but just one or two reviews. I'd like to see more. So throw me a review. Tell you what we'll do. If you write or rate on iTunes and write a review and screenshot it and send it to me on social media, be it Facebook.com/NerdsUnitedShow or Twitter.com/NerdsUnitedShow, I think. I should know that. Anyway, then I'll send you something from the Nerds United Prize Vault. Just that simple. So post it on social media. Get free stuff. Can't complain with that. My name is Greg Mahatcho. This has been Nerds United, and we will see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.